بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are continuing with the tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah, which we had commenced some time back, and thus far we have completed just over half the surah, approximately 80 verses that we had completed, as we near the end of the 10th juz. And in Surah At-Tawbah thus far, a major portion of the discussion has centered around the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and their practices, their attributes, and how they would lie in wait to deceive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to cause harm to Islam and the Muslimin. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the battle of Tabuk, which took place in the 9th year after Hijrah, and particularly a number of these munafiqeen, these hypocrites who had stayed back and who had not taken part in the battle of Tabuk. And Allah speaks about their happiness and their contentment with them remaining behind. They did not feel any remorse, any regret. Rather, they were pleased with the decision that they had made to not join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَرِحَ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ بِمَقْعَدِهِمْ خِلَافَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Al-mukhallafun, those who remained behind, fariha, they rejoiced, they were happy. They were pleased at remaining back, khilafa Rasulullah, in opposition to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had made the announcement that all those who are able and those who have the means should join the army. It was a very difficult journey, very arduous journey, and a very strong enemy that they were going to face. And therefore they needed all the resources that they had at their disposal. But in opposition to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they remained behind and they were happy with this. وَكَرِهُوا أَن يُجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And they did not like to strive with their wealth and their lives, their time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not prepared to do this. وَقَالُوا. And to motivate one another, or rather to convince one another to remain behind, they would say to each other, لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرْ. That do not go forth in the extreme heat. And we know when we read through the books of Sirah, we find that the battle of Tabuk took place in peak summer. It was very, very hot. The conditions were very difficult. So to motivate one another to remain behind, they would say that don't go forth in this extreme heat. It is too difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, say to them, نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشَدُّ حَرَّى. The fire of Jahannam is more severe in heat. So you dislike going forth now in the worldly heat, the peak summer in the Arabian Peninsula, which we know is very severe. But remember, by you staying behind, you are now putting yourself on the verge of going into the fire of Jahannam. And this is more severe in heat. لَوْ كَانُوا يَفْقَهُونَ. Allah says, if only they had any understanding, then they would not have chose the fire of Jahannam over some sacrifice and some difficulty in this world. The hadith of Muwatta Imam Malik, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned that the fire that insan, Banu Adam, uses in this world to cook their food and for other purposes they use fire, the fire that they use in this world is just one out of 70 portions of the fire of the Akhirah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they heard this, then they said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنَّهَا لَكَافِيَةً. That the fire of this world would be enough. It is sufficient to burn a person, to hurt a person, to punish a person. What is the need for the fire of the akhirah to be so many times greater? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam still said to them that even though the fire of this world may be sufficient, may be enough, but the fire of the akhirah is 69 times stronger than the fire of this world. Then Allah says to them, فَلْيَضْحَكُوا قَلِيلًا وَلْيَبْكُوا كَثِيرًا. That these hypocrites, let them rejoice, let them laugh, let them revel for a short while, but eventually let them cry and let them suffer for a lengthy period of time. فَلْيَضْحَكُوا قَلِيلًا. They should rejoice for a short while, وَلْيَبْكُوا كَثِيرًا. And they should in reality be crying a great deal, a great amount. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Why? As a punishment for the deeds that they had done. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that when a person sees a hypocrite, or he sees a person who has rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying his time in this world, and he seems to be enjoying many bounties of Allah, despite him breaking the command of Allah, going against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that let him revel, let him enjoy himself for a short while, but very soon when he will start to cry, then that will be such a cry, bukaan la yanqati'u abadan. It will be such a cry that will never come to an end. In other words, when his eyes closes and he now has to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he is resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, he will now begin to cry, and that cry will continue forever and ever. Now Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the punishment for these particular munafiqeen, because they made their hypocrisy so evident, is that in this world also they will be known as hypocrites, and they will never ever be allowed to join you in any future expedition. فَإِن رَجَعَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ Allah says that if Allah has to allow you to come back, and a group of them still remain and they are still alive, فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ And in the future they seek your permission to go forth with you. فَقُلْ لَن تَخْرُجُوا مَعِيَ أَبَدًا Then instruct them, say to them, you will never be allowed to go forth with me. وَلَن تُقَاتِلُوا مَعِيَ عَدُوًا And you will never be allowed to fight any enemy alongside me. إِنَّكُمْ رَضِيتُمْ بِالْقُعُودِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ Why? Because at the first instance when you were given a chance, then you were happy to remain behind. فَقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْخَالِفِينَ Therefore, for the rest of your lives, you will have to sit back with those who remain behind. Under this verse, Mufassirin have mentioned, of course, this is referring to a particular incident, but Mufassirin have mentioned a very important point that they have extracted from here, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person any opportunity in deen, to go forth for the sake of deen, to sacrifice his wealth or his life or his time or his resources for the sake of deen, to contribute to some good and noble cause of deen, and for no reason, perhaps just out of laziness, the person remains behind and he does not put himself forth, then it is very likely that Allah will not give him the opportunity again. He has been given an opportunity free of charge the first time, and he is happy to just sit back and let somebody else take up the responsibility, then it is very likely that for him to get an opportunity again will be very, very difficult. Allah gives it to a person free of charge the first time, without any effort, but if he does not grab that opportunity, then it could very well be taken away from him. So we should make sure, when we have some opportunity for the sake of deen, whatever it may be, whether it be to spend our time, to spend our resources, to contribute financially to some cause of deen, then we should grasp the opportunity, even if it may be a small amount or a small, a short period of time, but the opportunity should not then be taken away from us. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين